Visiting Teaching Message. Understand the divine roles of women. Teach the scriptures and quotations that meet the needs of the sisters you visit. Bear testimony of the doctrine. Invite those you teach to share what they have felt and learned. Julie B. Beck, Relief Society General President. I have a testimony gained from pondering and studying the scriptures of a plan of happiness given to us by our Father in heaven. That plan has a part for his daughters. We have the female half to take care of, and if we don't do our part, no one else is going to do it for us. The half of our Father's plan that creates life, that nurtures souls, that promotes growth, that influences everything else, was given to us. We can't delegate it. We can't pass it off to anyone. It's ours. We can refuse it. We can deny it. But it's still our part, and we're accountable for it. There will come a day when we will all remember what we knew before we were born. We will remember that we fought in a great conflict for this privilege. How do we meet this responsibility? We daily put our energies into the work that is uniquely ours to do. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The basic doctrinal purpose for the creation of the earth is to provide for God's spirit children the continuation of the process of exaltation and eternal life. Although there is simply not a more significant contribution you can make to society, to the church, or to the eternal destiny of our Father's children than what you will do as a mother or father, motherhood and fatherhood are not the only measures of goodness or of one's acceptance before the Lord. Every sister in this church who has made covenants with the Lord has a divine mandate to help save souls, to lead the women of the world to strengthen the homes of Zion, and to build the kingdom of God. Women of Righteousness, Liahona, December 2002, pages 36 and 39. Ensign, April 2002, page 68 and page 70. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. By divine design, men and women are intended to progress together toward perfection and a fullness of glory. Because of their distinctive temperaments and capacities, males and females each bring to a marriage relationship unique perspectives and experiences. The man and the woman contribute differently, but equally, to a oneness and a unity that can be achieved in no other way. Marriage is essential to his eternal plan. Liahona, June 2006, pages 51 through 52. Ensign, June 2006, pages 83 through 84. Sylvia H. Allred, First Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. The Lord has blessed women with divine attributes of love, compassion, kindness, and charity. Through our monthly visits as visiting teachers, we have the power to bless each sister as we extend our arms of love and kindness and give the gifts of compassion and charity. No matter what our individual circumstances are, we all have the opportunity to edify and nurture others. Feed My Sheep, Liahona and Ensign, November 2007, page 113. President Spencer W. Kimball. To be a righteous woman during the winding up scenes on this earth before the second coming of our Savior is an especially noble calling. The righteous woman's strength and influence today can be tenfold what it might be in more tranquil times. Privileges and Responsibilities of Sisters, Ensign, November 1978, page 103. End of the article, Visiting Teaching Message, Understand the Divine Roles of Women.